Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz Daf Tesvav in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Aloha Hey, starting Daf Yudal and with base in the bottom. It says the Gemara Tani, Sheish Midos Omru Chachomi Pola Mitzri. In this Egyptian P, there's six different Midos, six different measurements the Chachomi said. Zor Lezera, if you planted it for grain, Misas Lo Shavar, it goes based on the beginning of the growth, goes based on Ashrasha, when the roots kicked in. Zorli Yerik, if you planted it for vegetable, misaser labo, then misaser for the time of the next year, because you go based on the keto, based on the end of the growth of the vegetable. Continues the one after Zvah Mund Aleph. Zorli Zera ve Yerik, if you planted it for both grain and vegetable, or Zorli Zera ve Chishiv Olav Yerik, or you planted it for Zera and you had it in mind for Yerik. So then, Meiser Mizarel Yerkom Yerkozar. You could do Meiser from the Zera part on the Yerik part and vice versa. Mishivi Shlish V'Yosh Hashanah. Once, as long as it came to third before Rosh Hashanah. So even though vegetable, usually, you go based on the time of Lakito when it's finishing, but here the Zera is the Iker. So as long as it got to a third before Rosh Hashanah, the Yerik goes Bosa the Zera. Avim Yivi Shlish Lach Rosh Hashanah. If you got a third only after Rosh Hashanah. Zar misas l'shavar, so then the zera goes based on a shrosho, goes based on the beginning. The vegetable part will be only once he harvested. That's only if he start harvesting the zera part before Shoshana. If he did not harvest anything until Shoshana, so they all go based on the mice of the next year. Because this shows that he really has more in mind for the Yerek, for the vegetable part, and therefore even the Zera follows the Yerek. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. Zora le Zera v'chishev olav le Yerek. He planted it for Zera. Then he said, you know what, I'll do it for vegetable. Boyin machshova. Meaning the thought process changes it and adds the Yerek to the mix. So I have over here a mixture of Zera and Yerek and all the halachas that I mentioned on Amud Aleph. Zora le Yerek v'chishev le Zera. But it was the opposite. He planted it for a vegetable, and then he had in mind to do zera. So then the machshava zera does not work. Unless he didn't water for three different water seasons. Meaning, once he had in mind for vegetable, the main purpose of the poel mitzvah is for vegetable. So then to change that, just having a thought of zera doesn't make a difference. But if he didn't water it for three consecutive times, that really shows that it makes it into Zera. Not only thinking about it, but he actually implemented it, because by lack of water, it becomes hard and it becomes like a grain. So when that's all, b'shivi shlish if you're Rosh Hashanah, if you grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. But if he grew a third after Rosh Hashanah, afilu using the gusa of Chaim, afilu monim in a shlosh of Yus, even though he did not water it three times, it still goes based on a vegetable. Because it brought a third only after Rosh Hashanah, the Reb Chaim says it, so it became bedin yerek, became like a vegetable, and everything follows the vegetable. Meaning, it did not get enough growth to be choshev on the previous year. So if originally this was supposed to be a zera only, so then you go based on a shosha, that's what you follow. But here, though, it's supposed to be vegetable, and it did not get any choshev growth until the next year. So even though he stops, he didn't water it, it doesn't change the essence of this planting, and this poel mitzvah, this Egyptian pea, is going to be considered more of a vegetable than a grain, and you go follow the next year and not the original year. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz Daf Tesvav.